is BOE News. Do you remember? At least 52 people are killed, including 5 children, in a rocket attack on a train station in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk that is being used for civilian evacuations. That's according to the governor of the Donetsk region. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky describes Russia as an evil with no limits after the attack and calls for a firm global response. U.S. President Joe Biden accuses Russia of being behind the attack, calling it a horrific atrocity, while France's foreign minister deems it a crime against humanity. Russia's defense ministry accuses Kyiv of carrying out the attack, saying it wanted to use fleeing residents as a human shield to defend the positions of Ukraine's armed forces. Meantime, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Russia will descend into economic, financial, and technological decay while Ukraine is marching towards a European future, speaking after meeting Zelensky in Kyiv. She met with him after visiting a mass grave in Bucha, a town north of the capital where Russian forces are accused by Ukraine's allies of carrying out atrocities against civilians. If this is not a war crime, what is a war crime? Von der Leyen asks, saying it is extremely important that all crimes be documented, linked to a probe by the International Criminal Court in The Hague. A curfew is to start in Ukraine's southern city of Odessa Saturday evening to Monday evening over a missile strike threat from Russia and after the shelling of that train station in Kramatorsk. And civilians in eastern Ukraine are struggling to evacuate after officials tell them they have a last chance to avoid a major Russian offensive expected in the Donbas region. For more stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some other news related to the war in Ukraine. Russia says it is shutting down the local offices of a number of international organizations, including Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The organizations have been taken off Russia's registry of international organizations and foreign NGOs due to violations of the current legislation of the Russian Federation. That's according to the Justice Ministry. Russian President Vladimir Putin's 2 adult daughters and more than 200 other people are blacklisted by the EU. Those on the list, which additionally includes 18 companies, face asset seizures and travel bans in the 27-nation European Union. The United States and Britain had already sanctioned Putin's daughters, as well as the daughter of Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. After a historic collapse in the wake of Russia's military offensive in Ukraine, the ruble stages a bounce back, supported by strict capital controls and energy exports. But analysts say that success is in many ways artificial and does not bode well for the health of the Russian economy. And South African President Cyril Ramaphosa holds a telephone call with his U.S. counterpart a day after the Continental Powerhouse abstained from voting on a resolution suspending Russia from a U.N. rights body over its aggression in Ukraine. We shared the views on the conflict in Ukraine and agreed on the need for a ceasefire and dialogue between Ukraine and Russia, Ramaphosa wrote on Twitter. 2 UN agencies call for urgent action to help and protect around 1,000 sailors on trading ships stranded in Ukrainian ports and waters since the Russian invasion. The heads of the International Labor Organization and the International Maritime Organization said that more than 100 trading ships cannot leave Ukrainian ports and waters. Pakistan lawmakers clashed angrily in the National Assembly Saturday ahead of a no-confidence vote on Prime Minister Imran Khan that will likely see him removed from office. The speaker adjourned proceedings without giving a reason after just 30 rowdy minutes, ordering lawmakers to return in the afternoon. Khan, who was not present, has lost his majority in the 342-seat assembly through defections by coalition partners and members of his own party, and the opposition needs just 172 votes to dismiss him. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.